I. What are we talking about I? You know that in Arabic and in Farsi, we mix it, and the I for us means vote, means having an idea to vote, yes, right. They go to vote over there. They call it Sandhuva Rai, because they give their vision over there, the way they see the universe. That's what Rai is. It means not only what you see with your eye, what you believe, what your vision is really, and how do you see the existence. That is there, right? I said, okay, there are two eyes here for us. One is the one which is looking at the moment, the necessity of my animal existence. The other one is looking forward for the future. The first one is the arrogant one. Remember, the donkey, the ego, the pharaoh, Tafaron is here. Arrogance is here. The other one is correct, which is looking out of me, because I am both. Yes? Now listen. He talked about this, remember, he talked about the sea, right? And this sea is half and half. Half is bitter, half is very sweet. Which one do you choose? Look at her. She will regret it.
I'm bitter, actually. Everyone that knows me.
Oh, many the one that is sweet as sugar, but poison is concealed in the sugar. He that is more sagacious will know it by the smell. Another, when it touches his lips and teeth, then his lips will reject it before his throat, although the devil is shouting, "Eat you." And to another, it will declare in his throat, while to another, it will unmask in his body. And to another, it will give burning pain in evacuation. Its outgoing will give him instruction as to its income. And to another, after days and months, and to another after death, from the depths of the grave. And if he be given a respite in the depths of the grave, it will inevitably become manifest on the day of resurrection.
You see what he did to you, especially to you? He said, look at this. The part of it, I said, is sour. The other part is sweet. Suddenly, you're right, the judge. Yes, sweet one is good, the other one is bad. Ah, that sweet one? Let me tell you about that sweet one. There is a poison in that. Not one single poison. Depends on you. There are several layers of poison. One will be smelled, but if you don't, you have it. The other one will you taste it, and so on, and so on, and so on. Up to the resurrection, there are the moments that that poison stuff could become visible. So who knows what is poisonous or not? Only half. We, remember, we are not absolute. We are relative. We know to a degree. All of them could only point toward it. It's not precise, and it's vast, because that poison is the sugar itself. That's why it is sweet. Yes?
Every piece of candy and sugar in the world manifestly has a period granted to it from the revolution of time. Years are needed in order that the ruby in the sun may obtain tint and splendor and brilliance. Vegetables again, reaching maturity in 2 months, while the red rose comes to perfection in a year. For this reason, the Almighty and Glorious God in the Suratul Anam has made mention of an appointed term. You have heard this. May the whole of you, hair by hair, be an ear. 'Tis the water of life. You have drunk. May it do you good.
Okay, who is volunteer now to say something? The question is very simple, promise. Rumi said, you have heard this. Who is this you? Who is talking to whom? There is no other doubt. Rumi is talking to you, to the reader, right? What is he talking about? Let's go back. He started his speech with what? Listen. Here he said, you listened to this, because both are the same in Persian language. Bishnu Shenidi. Right? He started with Bishnu. Bishnu as name, right? Listen. Bishnavide Dustan. Remember, listen to this. Here he said, did you listen to this? I hope every single hair of your existence will become an ear. Because this is the water of life, I gave it to you. So you should call it like that, not to forget it. This is where Rumi made sure that I gave the water of life to you. I hope you listen. What was he talking about? Let's say if you listen carefully. What was he talking about?
The water of life.
For two sessions, we are talking about what? It's not black and white. It's not this or that. It's this and that. It's the reality and the spirituality. There is no division between reality and spirituality somewhere else. Oh, lead me there. When I have no temptations, and I will be a spiritual. What's the use of the spirituality if I'm frozen somewhere? What is the use of the spirituality if I'm the only inhabitant of planet Mars? What is the meaning of humanity? Nonsense! This reality! We are talking about this. The real you. And half of the water is for the camel. Because we know without the camel, there is no monkey. Without the donkey, the Jesus cannot arrive to the market. Or temple, or whatever. They work hand in hand. And by all means, we mean you, the woman and the man in you. You started from you being the king, and this one to be the handmaiden. Because that was the only harsh way we could show it to you. But listen, this handmaiden could not be dismissed. This handmaiden should become what? I just remember, grace, the queen. Because then you are the healthy king. How do you say the healthy king in Arabic? Suleiman. The healthy one. The surrendered one. The logical one. The best one. That's why you make that a story. Do you know why he's healthy? He doesn't have a sword. He talks to everyone. He understands everyone. That's why he is the king of the kings to us. Solomon is the king of wisdom. That's what we are looking forward. But that Solomon should have a queen worthy of that Solomon. You should have a logic worthy of your sainthood if you want to be the saint. Not be without the logic, without a brainless saint. What is a brainless saint? If we wanted to have a brainless saint,